You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
From South Beach, Miami, Florida, welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Wow, it's an honor to have you here. Thanks so much for being here. I want to help you to succeed. I want to help you to achieve your wildest dreams, to help you to find your truth. We do that at Believe with five categories: money and business, true success, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. We have a really cool guest on this show today for you. He's really a specialist in money and business, but there's really so much more to him. And I'm really excited to share his thoughts with you guys and share this interview with you guys. You know, so much has been going on in the world. I just want you to know that I really believe that you can do whatever you want. I know our guest today does the same. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. So our guest, his name is Adam Urbanski. He's the founder and CEO of themarketingmentors.com. It's a really cool website. There's actually a free gift for you when you go to it. Check it out. So Adam, he's such a dynamic individual. So Adam is a marketing strategist to coaches, consultants, and other service professionals. He immigrated to the U.S. from Poland with only $194 in his pocket and a very limited ability to speak English. So he's one of those people that literally one could say almost started with nothing, right? And it makes us think, man, I got to get my you-know-what in gear. Like, this guy really has done a lot. Adam, since then, he's owned and co-owned several successful ventures, and some of his businesses have generated millions of dollars in sales. His first claim to fame was actually in a fast food restaurant or a coffee business, and he co-owned, owned, and eventually sold that small chain of bagel and coffee shops in Southern California. So today, Adam runs a multi-million dollar business that includes consulting, coaching, training, and information publishing. He jokingly says that he got his MBAs or massive banking accounts by paying a fortune to learn from and gain access to many high caliber mentors over the years. So it's an honor for us to have Adam Urbanski on the show. Adam, how are you, sir?
I'm just fantastic. Super excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Nicholas.
Well, it's an honor for you to be with us, and you'll have to bear with me. My voice is, you know, I had to escape to Mexico. The hurricane was coming to Miami, and I think I drank some water, but I can speak, so hopefully you can hear me okay over there. Yeah,
I can hear you just fine. Okay. Yeah, it's all good.
Okay, perfect. Well, I love your studio. So, Adam, what is going on in the world of marketing? Tell us what you specialize in, maybe some of the challenges you see people facing, and how you like to help people get through those challenges. Maybe people kind of like yourself that are struggling, you basically started with nothing. You know, tell us some of the major challenges with people, how you like to help people get through those challenges, and then maybe a little bit about your story.
Man, that's as broad of a question as I was ever asked. I'm like, where do I start?
You know, a lot to it.
My brain functions like a computer. There's so much info in there, but without a proper query, it doesn't know where to go. But we'll do the best with it, you know? Look, I'm just, you know, I call myself a marketing strategist. And in fact, I'm very, 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 very blessed that I got started in this business, you know, nearly two decades ago. Man, I'm thinking it's 2017, almost, you know, 2018 in a few months. I started in 2000, as a consultant and coach. And being a strategist, it was kind of fairly easy for me to do that. Today, you know, you have to be a specialist. In fact, guys like me who want to be strategists have a really hard time because we can do a little bit of everything. And when someone asks, what do? How do you succinctly explain that you can do a little bit of everything, right?
Sure.
But in a nutshell, you know, what I am superbly good at is looking at someone's situation and being able to zoom in and zoom out between the really, really big picture and the really minute details and where they actually ultimately want to be, where they are at right now. And I have this ability of immediately seeing a path. And most people, based on their experience in corporations and life, they acquire a bunch of beautiful pearls. You know, those are skill sets, those are perspectives, those are specific areas of knowledge. They're extremely valuable. They're very precious pearls. But what they don't know is how to string them into a beautiful necklace that actually is truly valuable. And that's kind of my unique area of expertise. And, you know, today what I actually just recently wrote a book, if I can pitch it really quick, not for sale. As a matter of fact, of recording this, you can't even get it anywhere. I pre-sold a bunch of copies and didn't actually officially put it anywhere online. Fastest Path to Cash. And look, cash, just to make it clear, money, cash is the universe's way of rewarding you for your gifts in service to others, right? It's just the universe's feedback for the value you provide. So the more money you generate, the faster you get to it. It simply means that you are of more service, of more value to more people. But the reason I wrote this, because the biggest challenge people have today is we are increasingly in an entrepreneurial economy. And essentially what that means is that people get paid for the value they provide. And most people, whenever, you know, we're taught that millennials, you know, not to knock on them. I'm a little above millennials in terms of my age. But, you know, it's like they were brought in the rewards for nothing, you know, participation rewards. And the assumption is that the world owes me something, and the world does not owe you anything. You've got to provide value to be compensated. Increasingly, companies are realizing that, look, we don't owe employees anything. And by the way, if you're an employee, the company doesn't owe you anything. Unless you provide value for each other, it's got to be a mutually beneficial arrangement. So most people are having really difficult time finding themselves. You know, if you ever read any books by Peter Diamandis, he talks about all the disruptions in the world, technology, biology, communications. I am finding that people are expecting to live longer. They can communicate with anybody, anywhere, at any time with ease. And yet, you know, most people have no idea how they're going to provide for themselves financially for the longer life. They have no idea how to connect with someone that they truly can become intimate with. Even though they can talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime, they really don't know how to deeply connect, create friendships and relationships. And, you know, all the disruptions create so much change so rapidly that people are massively lost. So there is a huge opportunity for problem solvers, for coaches, for consultants, for people that have an inspiring message of hope that they can connect it to a system that takes you from place A to place B, but they don't know how to turn it into an actual business. And that's kind of, you know, my specialty. So that's a long-winded answer to your broad question.
That's right.
Hopefully some of it made some sense.
It makes perfect sense. And your brain must be a great computer because it was a three-part query. You covered a lot of that. And we'll get in more to your story. It wasn't that complicated of a query. You covered a lot of it. We'll get into the last part later. But I gave you a lot at once, didn't I? So you really covered a lot there, and I love it.